Welcome back to Wake Up Tri-Counties, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. And joining us live in the studio is Shane Kazabowski, the superintendent of Weathersfield Schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. It seems like forever I've been in live in the studio instead of calling in. I appreciate you having me in today.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's coming up. You've got school registration going on.
Yeah, Sean. For the second year in a row, we're doing online registration with all the families in our community. And I just want to remind our families that we still have a number of families that have not completed the online registration process. If they are having difficulties, we encourage them to please call the unit office at 853-4860. Our secretaries will walk them through it. It's a real simple process. Once they're logged in, it's just a matter of completing all the forms online and submitting it. Families, if they do not have a computer at home or internet access, they can actually come up to the unit office and our secretaries will sit down with them and walk them through it. But yes, we encourage everybody to get that process completed, because if they're not registered, they're not going to be able to start school with us on August 18th until that process is completed.
And yeah, do you have an idea already of what your class sizes are looking like?
Yeah, and we're going to be pretty consistent with what we were last year. It doesn't look like we've lost any or gained any. We're gonna hold our own. We're gonna have roughly 600 students in our pre-K through 12 setting, which is pretty comparable to what it's been the last several years.
Chris, you mentioned the first day of school is August 18th.
And we're anxiously looking for that first day of school. It is August 18th. We will run a 145 dismissal that day and at least through that Friday. Some of the procedures that were in place last year, the federal government did extend the free breakfast program and the free lunch program. So that's extended throughout this whole upcoming school year. So when students arrive in the morning, they'll have the option of having a grab-and-go breakfast that won't cost them anything. It's all free. They'll grab the breakfast at the door just like they did last year and take that to the classroom. And just like we did last year, we are going to have assigned doors for the different grade levels. That helps with traffic flow and it helps with the handing out of those free breakfasts. That information will be coming out from our building principals that will have more specific information. But basically, it's going to be the same doors that we used last year. And for the free lunch program, any student that's interested in participating in it, they just come through our lunch line. They give it's no longer a cashier because it's free, but you give the cashier your student ID number, they punch it in, and it's free to go, except for the extras that they may want to purchase with a la carte items or cookies, chips, or whatever it may be.
Now, moving on to tonight, there is a special meeting of the Weathersfield School Board.
There is, Sean, and I want to start out by saying I want to thank all of our families who took the time to submit feedback on the surveys that we put out. And also I'd like to thank our families who took the opportunity to come to our previous special board meeting that took place here about a week and a half ago. We truly appreciate the feedback that they're giving us and all that information that we're gathering either through emails that we received, feedback that we received the night of the meeting, or through our surveys. Our committee that's looking into what a return to school plan is going to look like is taking all that information to heart, and they're making adjustments from the initial plan that was put out. We also held a special staff meeting last Thursday, where we invited our staff in. We presented the initial plan that was presented at our special board meeting here about a week and a half ago, and staff members had an opportunity to ask questions and provide feedback through a survey as well. So tonight at 4:30 in the cafeteria, the committee is going to be recommending what our final return to school plan will look like, and we couldn't have gotten to the point that we're at right now if it wasn't for the feedback and the interest that we received from our families and our staff members. So it is truly appreciated, and you know as well as me, Sean, that you can't make 100% of the people happy. There's people on both ends of the spectrum. Should masks be required? Should masks not be required? What should this process look like? What about this Have you thought of that? And, you know, no matter what plan the committee comes up with, it's going to make some people mad. I mean, you can't please 100% of the people. But I think that the plan that is put out is going to be a sound plan. It does take into account the comments that we received from, again, all of our families and our staff members. And it also takes into account recommendations that we receive from our local healthcare experts, from the Office of Emergency Management and the Henry County Health Department. Dwayne Stevens and Matt Schneppel, they've been astronomical in helping not only Weathersfield, but all school districts in the area with all the questions that we have and trying to come up with a way to meet the new CDC guidelines that came up. At the same time, returning to some local control in those decision-making process.
So what might the mask situation look like at Weathersfield this fall?
Well, and again, that'll be presented tonight, but I think it's, you're going to see that it has taken into account the opinions of everybody. And using the expertise from our Henry County Health Department and Office of Emergency Management, there's going to be flexibility in that plan where if there's certain indicators that arise in our community, and when I say our community, the Kewaunee community or within our district, we're going to be able to adjust on the fly and take into account what's happening locally. And that was something that our committee discussed a lot. And I'm going to go way back to March 16th, 2020, that dreaded day where we got the announcement from the state that all schools in the state had to close down. At that point in time, Sean, there was no reason why school districts in our area should have followed what was going on statewide. They tried to make a one-size-fit-all process or proclamation, and things that were happening up in Chicago area weren't happening down here in little old Henry County. And because of that, you know, they tried to do a one-size-fits-all. And in my opinion, at that point in time, we probably jumped the gun on what we should have been doing. And again, in my opinion, way back then, because they tried to make one-size-fit-all, we could have gone to school for the rest of that school year. And so I think the plan that we're going to unveil tonight is going to take into account, we're going to look at local metrics, not as what's happening up in Chicago, not what's happening in the suburbs, not what's happening in Springfield, but what's happening in the Kewaunee community, in the Weathersfield School District community, and using the expertise from our local health experts, will be able to adjust on the fly and come up with a plan that will keep our students and staff safe.
You've been taking comments on this back to school plan via the Weathersfield website, but will there still be more discussion involving the public tonight if they turn out to the meeting?
And the agenda for tonight is going to be the presentation of the plan that the committee put together. The board will take action on that, and then after the board takes action, there will be public comments that people who choose can come in and give their input or public. But again, that will be taking place after the vote. We wanted people to be able to give their feedback through the surveys that we put out. And looking at the number that responded, we have a large percentage of our families that did take the time to respond to the surveys that we put out. So we think we have pretty good feedback and pretty good information that helped us put together this plan. And, you know, I can't neglect our staff members either. Our staff members, the large majority of them, they provided their input that they thought would be workable, they thought would be able to give us that local flexibility, and at the same time keep all of our students and staff healthy.
Moving on from tonight's meeting, what else would you like to mention today?
I can't tell you how excited I am for the start of school coming up here on August 18th. It's always, you know, the countdown has started. When it gets to be about July 4th, to me, that's the top of the mountain of summer. And after July 4th on, that's when we're really hitting things, getting things ready to go, making sure that all the supplies that we need are in place, making sure that we have staff that are going to be in the classrooms, and all those small items that people don't understand goes on behind the scenes. So, I'm anxiously awaiting August 18th. It's been a long time since we've seen our students, and that's what we're here for, our students. I miss seeing everybody in the building, and I just can't wait to see everybody on the 18th.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to let people know?
I'm going to go back to what I said before. Families, if you've not had an opportunity to register for the upcoming school year, please, please, please call our unit office at 853-4860, and our secretaries will walk you through the process. And again, if you do not have computer equipment at home, you don't have internet, or you're just having trouble logging in, stop into the unit office. They'll be glad to walk you through it. It's a real simple process, and it's painless.
And one more thing I wanted to mention, that it's been quite a summer for your sports program, specifically though, Colton Quagliano now making his announcement that he's playing baseball at ICC. The turnout to see him sign his paper and the support that the community showed for him, it had to be overwhelming.
And Colton's a special individual. Not only is he a great athlete, but he's a great role model for our younger students. He's one of the most humble individuals that I've ever had the opportunity to be around and have the talent that he has. And because of that, he's drawn a lot of followers, a lot of admirers. And because of that, it's not a surprise at all that we had that many people show up to support him. I'm looking forward to the fact that he's going to be, you know, within an hour from Kewaunee, that we'll be able to go and watch him play when the opportunity presents itself. And he's going to do great things. It's looking forward to seeing what the next chapter of his life brings him.
All right, well, Shane Kazabowski, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Sean. You take care.